2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6:31. It is 28 degrees.
Big problems out on 5600 West and I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake City continues to look for solutions to the homeless crisis. One idea would be to create a designated camping area, which would clear streets and parking strips of tents. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more on one city that has tried that.
Reporters from the Deseret News went to Austin to look at how that city, the capital of Texas, has addressed homelessness. They looked at a designated camping area called Esperanza Village. People who aren't ready to move to a shelter or get into drug treatment camp there, and a foundation helps to provide safety and services. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall, though, doesn't like that option. She'd much rather see a planned community of tiny, affordable homes that gives people experiencing homelessness something more permanent. Austin also has one of those. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A rally outside the Utah State Prison in Draper. Organizer Beth Thompson says her husband has tested positive for the virus and is experiencing symptoms.
I was upset. I was scared that every day I was going to get a call that my husband was dead. And I still feel that way because he still has symptoms.
She accuses the Department of Corrections of not doing enough to protect inmates. The group is asking the DOC to provide masks for inmates and allow inmates who don't pose a public safety risk to be released early. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is one of the busiest travel days of the year. But KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports travel this year is expected to be much lighter than usual.
Officials estimate that 10,000 passengers are leaving Salt Lake International Airport on a daily basis. That number is down by half. Officials say that they have adopted a fly healthy promise that includes requiring masks, extra sanitizing stations, as well as plexiglass.
Still, Brittany says there were plenty of passengers at the airport over the weekend. Health officials continue to plead with people to avoid traveling this week. A Salt Lake coffee company is responding to some criticism after a tweet connected them to a shooting suspect in Wisconsin. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, a 17-year-old faces charges in Kenosha, Wisconsin for a shooting during an August protest. Over the weekend, Blaze Media tweeted a photo of the teenager wearing a Black Rifle Coffee Company shirt, and the post included a discount code for the coffee. So some wondered if that meant the Salt Lake company was helping sponsor the teen. The co-founder of Black Rifle told the Tribune that they do not support legal advocacy efforts, they do not sponsor nor have a relationship with that 17-year-old. Why, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote, the 2020 count. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
President Trump is appealing a federal judge's dismissal of his campaign's effort to block the certification of votes in Pennsylvania. The president and other plaintiffs filed notice of appeal yesterday, a day after the judge issued a scathing order shooting down claims of widespread irregularities with mail-in ballots. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Brand wrote that Trump had asked the court to disenfranchise almost 7 million voters, calling that a, quote, startling outcome with no compelling legal argument or factual proof of rampant corruption. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is moving forward with his transition. He's reportedly named longtime assistant Tony Blinken to be Secretary of State. He has also made a decision about a key diplomatic post.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to nominate Linda Thomas-Greenfield to serve as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Thomas-Greenfield is currently leading the State Department agency review team for the Biden transition. She was one of the officials that briefed him last week during a national security briefing. Thomas-Greenfield is a retired Foreign Service officer. If confirmed by the Senate, she would be the second Black woman to serve in the role of U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and would be the first Foreign Service officer in that position since 2004. Karen Travers, ABC News. News, Washington.
KSL Weather with Brett Benson. Looks like our temperatures are going to be dropping, but there's not a storm behind that change. Highs for most of the week look like they'll be right around 40.
Overnight lows will be chilly. We're talking overnight lows of upper 20s, low 30s here through the 7-day forecast. So a cool but pretty dry Thanksgiving week in front of us. We could definitely use some more snow. We're not going to get it this week, though.
Brett says the highs on Wednesday are going to climb up several degrees to around 47 under mostly sunny skies, and it looks like temperatures climb again next Sunday.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.